President Trump formally launched his long-awaited infrastructure plan this week, but with few new details on funding or priorities. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, states like Utah are forging ahead with their own transportation projects anyway.
During the campaign, Trump called for $1 trillion to rebuild America's roads, bridges, and highways. The proposal he debuted this week, which the White House dubbed Infrastructure Week, falls far short of that, pledging just $200 billion in federal spending over 10 years. But many states, including Utah, aren't waiting around for Congress or the White House to act on overhauling the country's aging infrastructure.
Anything we get would be great, but I'm not really hanging on the edge of my seat, you know, hoping for this.
That's Carlos Braceras, executive director of the Utah Department of Transportation.
If it doesn't happen, the world will end. No, things are great in Utah.
Braceras says between a $1 billion bond approved by the state legislature in March and additional funds from an automatic gas tax adjustment, Utah has prioritized self-sufficiency in its infrastructure planning. It's a good thing, too, because Congress hasn't raised the federal gas tax, not even for inflation, since 1993. And Trump's own budget proposal last month included a 12% cut to existing transportation programs. Braceras says if anything does come from Washington, it will likely be a one-time infusion. He hopes at a minimum the federal government maintains the level of funding they're at now, about $300 million a year.
So we get back about what we send to Washington. If they can continue to do that, we're in good shape, because it makes up just a little about 21-22% of our overall funding.
UDOT passed on a few long-term projects in the early days of the Trump presidency as part of a 50-state blueprint created for the president's transition team, but so far nothing has come from it. Braceras says there are definite needs in the state, like full rebuilds of I-15 in Weber and Davis County, as well as extending the Mountain View corridor. But he says the fact the president is at least starting a discussion on infrastructure is a good thing. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.